Hayom shlosha asar yom shehem shavua echad v'shisha yomim ba'omer. Today is the 13th day of the Omer. In the Midah of Gvura, we're focusing on the aspect of Yesod Shebegvura, foundation within restraint. Keeping in mind that the tzaddik who brought Yesod to our knowledge was Yosef HaTzadik, who was able to control his physical desires to be the Shomer HaBris, to safeguard the covenant with his reproductive organ and all areas of physical pleasure. So therefore, in trying to solidify our Gvura through the prism of Yesod in the areas of Bein Adam LaMakom, a person should reflect. Remember that what you want to accomplish with Gvura, one of the main things is to have Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. So in order to have fear of Hashem, you have to grab onto the level of being a tzaddik. And especially, you have to make an effort with all one's strength to guard the covenant through one's tongue and one's reproductive organs. We find by Yosef that after he withstood the test with the wife of Potiphar and guarded the covenant, he merited the description of being a tzaddik. And he testified this when he told his brothers, when they met them later on, he says, Es ho Elokim ani yorei, and I fear Hashem. So he became a God-fearing person because he was able to protect the covenant. If you let yourself become, to follow all your physical, bodily pleasures, it's very hard to be a God-fearing person. And that's a person with Gvura is a God-fearing person. And you will have that by safeguarding your Yesod and the physical pleasures. So you should reflect on this ability to have Yiras Shamayim depends a lot on your protection of the bris. Second point is that a person should also reflect that one must engage in all areas of self-control from all cravings and passions in general and safeguarding the covenant specifically. As the Sefer Reishis Chochma tells us that let's say you're in the middle of a meal and it's giving you pleasure, it's very advisable to pull your hand away from it. In other words, stop eating the meal after you've been satiated, but you could go more and you would want to go more. Just hold back. Pull your hand away from the meal. We see in the same story with Yosef, Chazal learned when it said that Potiphar let Yosef take care of everything except the bread that he ate, the rabbi said that the bread was symbolic of his wife. So it means when you're having a meal, or it could be a regular meal that's giving you pleasure, you don't have to take it to the nth degree to maximize all the pleasure. But once you've had enough and you are satisfied, stop the meal at that point. And that could be for any other pleasure for that meal. And the rabbis say that's greater level than even fasting. Because when you're fasting, you're away from the pleasure. But when you're in the middle of the meal and you can stop and say, I've had enough and I can stop eating. So that is a really great level. And the rabbis tell us that whenever one withholds oneself from his passions, it's as significant as self-flagellations where we frown upon people afflicting themselves with suffering, like rolling in the slow. But if you can hold yourself back in a meal, so to speak, it's just as good as that, or it's even better than fasting. It brings kapara for averos. So therefore, a real action statement for today is to end your meal before you are totally satisfied. And that really shows that you are self-controlling yourself, and this will cause you to have Yiras Shamayim because you are allowing. Remember, Yiras Shamayim is bonding heaven and earth together. And as I'm eating with a tremendous sense of Kedusha. Also, a third thing we have to do, we have to make efforts to stand before any breaches involving yourself or others in the area of safeguarding the covenant, and we should set up all kinds of fences and safeguards. We know wherever you find safeguards to immorality, you find holiness. We should reflect on the fact that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai would admonish his students, and regarding the issue of, let's say a person has two ways to go to a particular destination. The shorter way is a way that he'd have to pass by a place where there would be women that he should not be looking at. The other way is a much longer route without passing by women that he should not be looking at. The Talmud says if you take the shortcut instead of the circuitous route, the Talmud calls such a person a Rasha. Even they're going to say, well, I was just going to get on my way. But if you had another way, even though it took longer, you should have taken that longer route. And Reb Shimon bar Yochai told his students, and if there is no other alternative and you have to pass by this area where the women are, you're obligated to guard your eyes and not stumble in order to not be considered an idol worshiper. Why did he go to such an extreme? Because the Yetzer Hara only desires to cause a person to sin in the areas of immorality more than anything else, because that's the source of all one's body's desires and evil characteristics, and that will lead you on to Avodah Zarah. There's no question that once a person gives in to his physical desires, even in permitted ways, but it will slowly, the HR takes you one step at a time until he can get you to the point of idol worshiping. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is saying, be really careful. If you have to go in such a place, you have to really guard yourself. So we see how the midah of Yesod is the root of all good midos. And therefore, we should try to make efforts to put some kind of safeguards in our lives wherever we may have to go. If it would mean if you're driving down a certain path and there's a very despicable road sign that's up there that really is not good for your neshama and it's hard to avoid seeing it, maybe take another road that way. Or maybe something closer to home, putting on a stronger filter on your electronic devices that will keep you from stumbling in those areas. Now, in the area of Bein Adam Lachavero, between man and man, let's say you have to use your attribute of Gvura for rebuking other people. You have to remember, sometimes when we give people rebuke, we benefit from it. Maybe we just have a great pleasure of letting people have it. Or maybe we are going to get be honored or things like that. Let's say we have to make a protest or something, and there could be a lot of benefit, notoriety or things like that, that could be a result of us either rebuking others or making protests. We have to remember that we're not doing it for any of those reasons. We're doing it only because the fact that Hashem gave us a mitzvah to do it. And I'm doing it only for that reason. And if it's impossible to avoid the pleasure that comes to you or the public honor or notoriety of that activity, still don't have it in mind when you're doing that action. Say, I'm doing it for one reason. It's the will of Hashem that this person should be rebuked, or that a public protest must be made, and I do not want to get any pleasure from this. Also, when you host guests, try to arouse them to fear Hashem and tell them about the many acts of Vur that Hashem does in general to the creation and specifically to each and every individual, until you've drawn these people to have a fear of Hashem and they will want to overcome their Yetzirahs. And this will also be a way of perfecting your Gvura with others through your hospitality that you have with them. So this is, again, this idea of, even though you're at a meal and there's a lot of physical things going on at a meal, but you can engender Yira Shamayim by connecting heaven and earth again in this meal, and that will help others to have the attribute of Gvura. Also, people, you should make efforts to institute fences and safeguards doing activities that have Gvura and holiness, such as protests or similar things to it, which will increase fear of Hashem. So, for example, try to establish some kind of vadim, certain groups that, let's say, supervise areas of tznius. Or how about assist in publishing materials or works that have words of Musar in general and fences of tznius in particular. Again, you're trying to involve this area in this world and helping others together with yourself in being careful in this area of Yesod. Yesod, the covenant, the bris, that we don't get so engulfed in our physical pleasures. And this is the area where we're going to exercise as much self-control as possible and make projects that enable that to happen. Again, the body part that you should be focused on when you're doing all of these activities is the left hand. And in the time of the day when we're doing these types of activities should mostly be in the afternoon. And we should concentrate on the bracha of Sim Shalom in the afternoon Amida, because that really does bring the greatest shalom, the harmony between our bodies, not just the world, but between our physical desires. We want to have peace within ourselves, that our bodies are not controlling our lives, and we're able to fear Hashem in total harmony with our bodies that are happy with that. And the word that symbolizes this is the name of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, that we say during the afternoon prayers. When we're dealing with the qualities to acquire Torah, the one for today is Bamikra, knowledge of the scriptures. In other words, one should be an expert in the areas of the 24 books of the Tanakh, starting with this week's Parsha. Just learn the Parsha. Try to know the text. Why? Because the scriptural texts, they're the foundation of all Torah learning that happens afterwards, be it Mishnayos, Talmud, Halacha, Musar, Midos. And this is, again, the idea of Yesod. It's the foundation of everything. If you want to acquire Torah, because remember, Torah is, when God gave us the Torah, it was the idea of binding heaven and earth together. So the Torah is where heaven, as it were, Hashem's intellect, and the earth, man's observance of it, merge. And therefore, one must be an expert in this area. This is the beginning of the bonding, the source of all the bonding, just like Shomer HaBris is the source of all the mitos, good or bad, that can happen with a person, especially in the areas of Gvura. And so, similarly, as we learn Torah, and it will give us the Gvura to be able to follow Hashem properly, we have to work on the foundation of that Gvura, which is the biblical text, where everything else comes there from. And therefore, it's a good idea to focus on learning a few psukim, and you will learn them well, to remember them well, and that'll be the foundation for you to be able to bond with Gvura and Hashem. Wish everybody a successful day on day number 13.